This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
All right, everyone, welcome to this week's edition of the New Japan Purocast, your weekly audio source for all things in the world of New Japan Pro Wrestling. My name is Colin Miller, being joined alongside, as always, by Mr. Damon McDonald. It is Tuesday evening, October 10th, at the time that we are recording this. And Damon, today we are going to be giving our review of King of Pro Wrestling, which took place on Monday, October 9th. We're going to get into that. We're also going to talk a little Super Junior Tag Tournament. We have a Power Struggle card that just came out. But first, you just got back from the UK.
I did. What a joy and a pleasure, Colin. First of all, what a joy and a pleasure it is to finally be back, right? We were on a bit of an odd schedule, and we weren't able to get our usual Sunday spot taken care of, so we're doing this on a Tuesday. My fault, of course. Can't blame Colin for this, because I was in the UK, London, England, Colin, and boy, oh boy, do we have some fucking fans over there, right?
Yeah, you were telling me.
Man, I'll tell you, we had plenty of people come up. And just to say hi to me, just to send their well wishes. Colin, you're a big hit over there, by the way.
I'm big more, in the you UK.
Got, you really are. You're like, you know, I'm trying to think of an American band that would be big over there. Can't do it because.
Neither can I, oddly enough.
Because there aren't any. Fucking. Anyway. Look, what? First, I went to Rev Pro at the cockpit. Colin, we don't have anything like this. We don't have anything like this. It's a community. Place only holds about 200 people at most. And just, I don't know, man. It's like everybody knows everybody. Everybody goes to these shows.
What is it,
same
like Cheers?
People. It really is, man. It's a real tight-knit community that really enjoys the pro wrestling. Like, what a pleasure it was to just hang out with those people. And I got to give special shout-outs to a couple people in particular. Because, to me, one of the coolest things about doing this show is meeting...
You get to talk to me.
Well, that's number one, of course. I mean, that's a highlight of anyone's day, sure. But number two... is absolutely, and again, I'm not a people person, Colin.
Oh, I know. I know.
We spent 45 minutes talking about how I'm not. There's a couple characters, and I say that in the coolest of ways. I got to give some special shout outs. When I talked about going over to London, man, and the first thing out of my mouth was, well, it's not going to be a pro wrestling trip. You know, it's you know, that's not going to be my focus.
Which I knew is bullshit, by the way. Right away, by the way.
Because literally, 10 seconds after the show is uploaded, I get hit up by this guy, Joel Yentis. And Joel and I have been communicating before this trip almost on a daily basis. And he's a real funny, cool guy, right? Like, just a fun guy. A hilarious guy. And he pretty much takes me under his wing for these Rev Pro shows. You know, I couldn't have been treated better by just a class act dude who, not only that, Colin, the guy found me. You know how I'm on into the music kick, and I had a gentleman find me the Menswear album. He gets me Geneva. I've been looking all over for it. He gets me the fucking, just that kind of shit, right? We did some dinner. We got some Indian food. Great fucking time with Joel. So I got to give a special shout out to Joel. Who else is in this list, Colin? God almighty. I got to get my list here.
You've just made Damon's list.
I have a list. I'm trying to get it going here. So not only do I go to the Rev Pro show, which was fantastic. So many great people. Met a young lady, Abby. Hilarious, fun. They use the word cunt a lot, Colin. I don't know if you know this. I mean,
yes, I do believe that the English are very fond of that word.
It's almost like a term of endearment, mind you. So that if you get that label on you, boy, it's like a badge of honor. And I got that many times.
Oh, I bet you did.
I really did. I went to Lucha Forever also. And Lucha Forever is not what you think it might be if you're unfamiliar with the product. It's a company, Will Ospreay is involved with it. And it's just really Lucha in name. So it's not like you're getting a real solid indie pro wrestling show. And a solid production at that. Colin, what a fucking show. Marufuji's on the show. Like, it's Pete Dunne. The last time I see Marufuji, I'm in Tokyo. I'm in Corken Hall. I'm there. And I'm talking with different people. Matt Sheldon comes up. And I have his name in my phone, in my notes. Because I was like, you got to put your fucking name down because I'm going to forget it. Comes up. Big time listener, big time fan of the show. Comes up. Introduces himself. I'm talking second half of the show with this guy, Yuan McKenzie. Guy couldn't have been, what was he, 19? Because I offered to buy him drinks. And he couldn't drink. He couldn't legally drink. But we're talking pro wrestling. He's a member of Eric's Classic Board.
Do you mean to tell me that you purchased alcohol for a minor?
No. I offered to buy him a drink because he looked older than what he was.
Okay.
Perfectly clear. And he's like, dude, I can't drink.
Gotcha. I don't know why in my mind I always picture you doing something illegal, even though you tell me just the opposite. Okay.
No. Listen, we're on the up and up here with that. Don't worry about that. We're fine there. But Colin, it's just an amazing thing to me when, you know, you're talking with everyone, and they're mentioning the show, and like I said, man, I don't mean to just say this to you. We're, you know, you got a lot of friends over there, and a lot of fans, and a lot of people that, you know, wish that you were at these shows. So, one, that's my goal for 2018. We got to get you involved in more of the pro wrestling travels.
Absolutely.
Right. We got to make that happen. What was I going to say? You have fans out. Everybody who came up to me made mention to say, "Where's Colin? how's Colin? What's going on with Colin?" So again, we got that. That's our goal for 2000.
And I appreciate that.
Let's see here. I got a couple more. One more member here. Let me get in this here. Tom Canning. How can I forget Tom? Tom Canning. Tom Canning's training to be a pro wrestler, right? And Tom is actually going to spend a week at the Chikara Institute, right, here in Philadelphia. So when I get back from Tokyo, Tom's going to be here. So hopefully maybe you can get down here and we can meet up with Tom. He hung up with me and Joel. They're good friends. Listen, let me just sum it up with this. Oh, I don't know. I'm all over the place. The Lucha Forever show. Headline with – listen to this fucking six-man tag team, if you will. The team of Will Ospreay, Marty Skrull, right? So you got Chaos, Bullet Club, and Zack Sabre Jr.
That's a team right there. That's a team.
You got Chaos, you got Bullet Club, and you got Suzuki-Gun on one team. Unfucking believable. That match was really – look, up and down that show was great. I had a great time. I want to thank everybody for their hospitality over there. I couldn't thank you guys enough. All of our fans in the UK, if you couldn't come out, listen, I get it. But, man, if I make it over there again, you guys are the best, and it ranks right up there with Tokyo. So that's maybe the highest compliment I can give. You guys rank right up there with the times I had in Tokyo. So from the bottom of my cold black heart, and Colin knows it can be cold and it can be black.
Oh, I do.
thank you thank you very much, because you guys are the fucking best. So Naito fist bump in the air to each and every one of you. Colin, we have a pro wrestling show to talk about, and it's King of Pro Wrestling, and what a fucking fantastic show that was.
That's right, Damon, you cunt. What do you say we get right into King of Pro Wrestling, which took place from Sumo Hall October 9th, Monday, and yes, a very fine show indeed. Great main event between Okada and Evil. Naito and Ishii just tore the house down, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Will Ospreay finally obtaining his crowning achievement in New Japan Pro Wrestling, the new IWGP Junior Heavyweight Champion. And this was just a show that, to me, really pushed home the fact that it pays off to follow this product and be a fan and be emotionally invested in it, because there will be a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow waiting for you.
I agree 100%. I think this show further pulled along storylines. I think the pro wrestling was fantastic to boot. The undercard, I thought, was dare I say, darn near great to outstanding as far as undercards go. I enjoyed everything. I don't think there was a match where I was like, all right, this sucks. There were moments where I was like, okay.
Well, you know what it was, too? I feel like the fast pace of this show had a lot to do with your enjoyment of the undercard.
Yeah, yeah. I think the heavyweight title match felt a little long in spots. I don't know why they went 15 fucking minutes. I mean, get a quick elimination out of the way, and let two teams go at it.
Oh, the tag titles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, right, right.
The junior tag match was outstanding.
Sho and Yo. Of course, Sho Tanaka and Yohei Kamatsu, former Young Lions, making their return to New Japan from excursion as part of Roppongi 3K.
Right. And there was a lot of speculation that it was going to be then. So it wasn't that big of a secret, mind you, going into the show. But I think they shined, man. They looked fantastic. And against Ricochet and Taguchi, I thought that match was right up there with some of the best of the night on a show where top to bottom, it was really good. Here's the one takeaway, though, that I'll give you. And I don't know if this is a positive or a negative. I haven't really sorted it out in my mind. Let me give it to you. Open for discussion.
Okay.
Because we do a podcast.
We do.
We actually record this and people will listen.
That is a fact. From around the world, mind you.
Yes, you fucking ghouls.
North America, UK.
What are we doing? Dancing in the streets now? Can I be David Bowie if we're going to do that? Tokyo! No, David Bowie and Mick Jagger, right? That version.
I like the Van Halen version, but I'm biased. Anyway.
Yeah, I know. This show felt to me more than any other that I can really remember. This did not feel like a Japanese pro wrestling promotion. This felt like an international promotion. This felt like, I think the biggest challenge that most Japanese pro wrestling promotions have when it comes to expanding their audience outside of Japan is that they don't feel like an international promotion. They feel like a Japanese promotion. And
right.
that, you know, I think that's where maybe an All Japan would struggle. But here's the thing. I think that's also where a positive for some people, because it is that, right? It is a Japanese pro wrestling promotion. There are no bones about it. Big Japan, same way. Noah, same way. New Japan on this King of Pro Wrestling show, more than I got this feeling more than I ever did before, really, in watching this product. And I've been watching it a long time. This really felt like this was not a Japanese promotion. This was I wouldn't go so far as to say it was a North American promotion, but it was an international promotion. and it felt that way on this show.
It's funny you should kick off our discussion with that, because no lie, that's something that I was just thinking about the other day, and I was thinking to myself, boy, you know, I bet that there are a lot of Puduresu purists out there who aren't very fond of this continued westernization, if you will, of the New Japan product. And like you were saying, if you went to an All Japan show or a Noah show, I mean, I would kind of feel like a stranger in a strange land there.
Yeah.
But that isn't the case with New Japan. New Japan, to me, has just become so accessible and widely accepted among the mainstream pro wrestling audience. And to me, that is a positive simply because of the fact that more and more people are being exposed on a grand level to a style of pro wrestling and a quality of pro wrestling that, quite frankly, they didn't even know existed.
I would agree. And again, this is the person who, you know, I'm going to yell at you at the bar if I feel like you're infringing on my band. Right?
You'd be yelling at people at bar? What?
I know. Not proud. You know what I mean? Like, I do have that chip on my shoulder. Unfortunately, I am that fucking asshole who, you know, your band finally hits it big, and now people are jumping on board, and you're like, yeah, you weren't there when, you know, where were you when Barbed Wire Kisses came out, or you know, some nonsense, you know. If you were that type of person, I could see where you might look at this show with a little bit of a squinty eye, even though the product is outstanding, even though those last three matches were off the charts, even though you furthered storylines and you have interesting things coming up at the pipeline, I could see, because I felt it. I felt this show more than any other show that I can really remember. Turn down the shit. Don't do me a favor. If you watch this show with the Japanese commentary, don't. And you'll feel it. Watch it with no commentary. I don't give a shit. But even with the Japanese commentary, the in-ring product really felt like this is not a Japanese pro wrestling promotion anymore. It really is not. And again, if that's a good thing or a bad thing, it's a good thing from a monetary standpoint. It's a good thing for fan interest. Listen, remember this time last year, Colin, when I'm like, man, there's a lot of people coming over for this fucking Dome show. Remember when I was saying that?
Yes, I do.
Triple that. Quadruple that. I can't tell you how many people are
talking
to me.
Quintuple that.
Whatever you want to do. Do the math. Times tables. Get an abacus. Whatever.
I used to use one of them in like
how
first grade.
Work? I don't even know how the fuck they work.
Dude, like, I don't even remember. All I know is they were beads on strings.
Right, but right? How does that equal math? Like, you're moving. They just do the fucking math. I don't understand.
I don't know. It helps you to count, I guess.
Okay. I mean, but didn't they do that like in olden times, like to do like real math?
I'm not sure about the history of the abacus, but if one of our listeners wants to draft us a research paper,
I don't like dusk in the morning.
A thesis, we would be happy to accept that.
We would. We will accept tweets and I haven't been on Snapchat either, by the way.
Good.
Yeah.
Delete that.
Yeah.
Delete.
I haven't deleted, but I deleted it off my phone because I'm just like, oh, fuck. Anyway, so getting back to what we were saying about King of Pro Wrestling Com, it felt like a real international promotion. And getting back to my train of thought about people going to the Dome show, I can't tell you how many people that have messaged me that said that, you know, they're going. They've paid the money for the trip. And Colin, I don't know if you've heard this. So, you know, the hardships it is to get tickets to this Tokyo Dome show, right?
I've heard.
In general. The fan club, the fucking you can't, it's it, you know, tickets, it's very hard to get that golden circle. Well, once again, the PureCast has been shut out of the golden circle. Right? We did not get golden circle tickets, but we got Section A, kind of like similar to what I had last year, which we kind of resigned to the fact that that was going to happen.
Shouldn't the PureCast be like at ringside with the young boys, like with the T-shirts on and everything?
Fucking hit me with it in the head with a chair, Suzuki. Come on, I'll take the shot. No, I won't. I really won't. I don't want to
die.
I would just go up like a cloud of dust. I would just vanish. He would hit me so hard. But here's the good news. When we're talking about more eyes on this product, so Section A is basically the floor level. Right outside the golden circle, and it goes deep, many, many rows. And you couldn't get a golden circle ticket, or excuse me, a Section A ticket after, I would say, probably like December is when you couldn't get an A, Section A, right? Up until December, you could probably find a way to get one of these tickets on the floor. Those tickets are gone. You can't get a Section A. That's how quick – that's the interest in this show. So the equivalent of what you could have gotten in December is now gone on October 10th. That's interest. That's a hot product. Colin, I'm going to say it right now. I don't think it's a stretch that they legit number, not padded number, legit Tokyo Dome number, they get 40.
If they could get 40, that would be something else.
Yep, it would be. And I'll go so far as to say I'm going to go with the over. I'm going to set the number at 40, and I'm going to sit here and tell you that they're going to get more than 40. Might be one person or two, but I'm going to set the over.
40,000 and one people.
Yep. Listen, I kind of count as two in Japan. I count as two people. The interest is red hot, man. And again, if that's good for business. The purists, they might be squinting a little bit, but hey, listen, business is good. You can't fucking knock it.
And the Tokyo Dome, by the way, has a capacity of 55,000. I'm not sure if that is. I'm not sure what that's for exactly. 55,000. Yeah, I would assume baseball, since it is a baseball stadium. The Giants play there, of course.
Correct. That's correct.
But yeah, if they can get 40,000, which was the fake number that they announced at this past year's Wrestle Kingdom, I think they inflated it to 40,000, if memory serves me correctly. But if they can get a legit 40,000 people, I mean, how could you not say that that's a positive thing?
Again, if you're being, you know, if you're being Music Damon, you know, you'd be.
There's nothing worse than Music Damon
Music
at the bar.
Damon sucks.
Just criticizing you for your beliefs and your loves.
Right. Just so horrible. He's such a horrible person. I really hate him. If you're him, then yeah, because here's the thing. It's not the 90s anymore. You have to go this route for the stability of the company and the health of the company. This is the route you have to go.
And here's the thing too, like, if this is a little too Americanized for you, I mean, Damon, there's no shortage of promotions in Japan.
Right.
Like there's a million of them. A million.
There really are. Feels like there's 75,000 of them in Tokyo alone.
All Japan, Noah, Dragon Gate, Basara, Big Japan, Guts, Freedoms.
Freedoms. FMW.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Listen.
Wrestle 01.
Yeah, absolutely. There's something for every palate, that's for sure. It's like the Voices of Wrestling Network.
If you want some grimy indie Japanese pro wrestling, you can certainly find. I mean, you could find that on the Real Hero Archive, I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely. Good plug there, Colin. I'm sure Eric appreciates that. There is, but this is, we're talking about New Japan here, right?
Right.
And again, it has to be done. And I'm sitting here saying this, knowing full well that personally I feel in ring, this is one of the best years ever. Right?
Some would say this is the best year ever.
Right. So you know, it's not even that I'm wagging my finger. I think I'm just more pointing it out that I felt this more than I have ever felt that this. And again, I don't want to say this is westernized because I think that's unfair because I think there's a lot of different styles that we see. I just know that this is not a Japanese pro wrestling promotion anymore. This is not a Japanese pro wrestling promotion anymore. It's an international promotion. And I'm leaning hard toward it, this being a very good thing. Again, if Music Damon wants to pop his fucking dumb head up, great. I get it. I understand. You followed it in the dark. Here's your fucking badge. You sat there through 2000. You got whatever. What do you want, a fucking cookie? Who cares?
I think you do.
I do. I'm starving. But who gives a fuck, right? Company's healthy for the first time in fucking years. Get off your fucking high horse, Music Damon. You stink. No one likes you.
Well, hopefully...
This is becoming psychological. This has really turned dark.
I thought that we got this out of our system. Listen, hopefully Music Damon doesn't rear his unpleasant head as we dive right into this King of Pro Wrestling card here. I want to kick it off with the first match, of course. Six-man tag, Bad Luck Fale, Yujiro Takahashi, and Leo Tonga taking on Sanada, Bushi, and Hiromu Takahashi. Well, I've got a lot to say about this.
You didn't like this, Colin, did you?
No. As a matter of fact, I thought that the best thing about this match was that we got to hear Bushi's awesome music at the end. Because he does have some of the best music in New Japan.
I'll give you that. That's fair. Listen, too much cat. Is that what we're talking about?
Well, yeah, too much cat, too much mist, and I just found the outcome a bit puzzling because, and maybe this is just because I had things booked a certain way in my mind. You know what I mean? So, yeah. I'm going into this and I'm thinking, okay, this is an easy win for Fale here. Fale is going to hit the Bad Luck Fall on, say, Bushi, and then after Naito defeats Ishii, he's going to come out, attack Naito, hit him with the Bad Luck Fall, and we have one more briefcase defense for Naito at Power Struggle. Because remember, Fale defeated Naito in the G1 Climax, correct?
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, I was on board with it, and I do agree in with your fantasy booking, your armchair booking, but you weren't surprised by the finish? You weren't pleasantly surprised that a lowly junior got a win over a monster? Whether it be with mist, non-mist, a shotgun, no matter what, that's a big fucking deal. That's a big pinfall for a junior over Fale?
Yeah. So Takahashi whips out that stupid cat, which...
Oh, come on. Listen, you got a lot of heat for that fucking... You know what? Don't hate the cat. Cat's fine.
You know, speaking of cats, I just want to make mention of one thing. So Yujiro comes out with the girls, of course, and Don Callis' gimmick.
I know what you're talking about. I heard this guy
on English commentary. You know, that's his gimmick. He always makes all sorts of lewd comments and innuendos. And I think it was after Fale chased the ring announcer out of the ring, Don Callis goes, "What a pussy."
Yeah.
And then Kevin Kelly's like, "Oh, come on." He's blah, blah, blah. And Don Callis goes, "Oh, I wasn't talking about him."
Yeah, like, very low brow.
Listen, I am not a prude by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, you guys know that from listening to this podcast.
Right.
We certainly have our fair share of potty humor and salty language. However, you know, sometimes I'll be watching these shows like with family around and whatnot, and like I don't want to hear pussy like the first match out.
Right, warm up a little bit, Don, please.
Some guy shouting pussy. Like, and that's literally my only critique of Don Callis, because for the most part, I really do enjoy him. I love like a throwback to like a Bobby Heenan, God rest his soul, or a Jesse Ventura. I love that style of commentary. However, I feel like he just needs to tone it down like just a hair. Like he's at, you know, he's at an 11 right now. Just turn it down just a hair.
All right. I heard a clip of it, so I didn't watch the English commentary. Sorry.
It was very good.
Good.
I have more to say about it as we get into it, but go ahead.
Good. All right. Good. Japanese commentary was outstanding as always, Colin. I don't understand what fucking word you're saying.
Did they say pussy?
No, I don't believe the word was ever uttered. I heard the clip and listen, you know me, right?
Oh, I know you, Damon the limo driver.
Look, I got a very high threshold for that kind of stuff, right? I'm not offended by especially language. Language,
no.
To me, words are, you know, the word. Relax, right? I mean, I can see where people get sensitive about other things, you know, more. Again, a sexual term like that, and they're not going to shock me, right?
No,
nine times out of ten. That was shocking.
Yeah, it was shocking. I couldn't believe
it. What did he just do? What? Yeah.
And even if he didn't add that comment afterwards, like even if he just was calling the ring announcer a pussy, like that shocked me. But then on top of that, when he says, "Oh, I wasn't talking about him," creepy old guy, it just felt out of place more than anything in the confines of New Japan Pro Wrestling. You know what I mean?
I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to agree with you. I think there's a big difference between there's a big difference between Juice Robinson screaming motherfucker into a microphone, right? And your color guy doing vagina jokes. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Like blatant
even
vagina
good,
jokes.
Not for nothing. Not even good vagina joke.
No.
You know? I don't know. Yeah. Listen, I'm going to agree with you there. And again, I don't want to come across as, you know, like a man out of cloth.
Oh God, you're about the farthest from a man out of cloth I've ever seen.
Yeah. With that said, I was just like, wow, was that really needed? I don't know. All right, whatever. Who cares, right? Match. I thought the match was good, dude. I really enjoyed it. I found nothing wrong with it. I was shocked by the finish. Again,
is that going to mean anything in the end, you think, Bushi getting a win over Fale?
Gun to my head, no.
Right.
Gun to my head, no. But it was a shocking first match, opening match. Opening match, man. I'm not gonna listen. If they pull that nonsense again in semi main event, yeah, we'd have a problem. First match, you know, a little hijinks, little shenanigans. Bushi getting a win over Fale, which I think is the biggest takeaway. I like the idea of a Takahashi Bushi tag.
Yeah, they are going to be in the Super Junior Tag League. We're going to talk about the lineup for that in a bit.
Yep, I'm a fan of that. I can get into that. No, I think there was a lot of positives in this match. Again, cat nonsense aside, which I don't mind at all, to be honest with you. I think I thought, again, the biggest shock, Bushi getting a win over a guy like fucking Fale. Again, missed involved. That was fun. That was good.
All right, so there you go. Bushi picking up a big win over Bad Luck Fale. Look, we'll see where they go with this. If something comes of that, then I'll be okay with it. But it just it felt like it came way out of left field for me, especially considering the obvious direction, in my opinion, that I thought they were going in. But we shall see what happens. I'll try not.
But Takahashi does get a little bit of revenge, right? He does get a little. He does get a little. One-ups.
Right. Distracts him with Daryl, and right. Bushi missed him, rolls him up. There you go.
All right. I can't believe we spent this much time talking about vaginas and and this opening
these,
match.
These are pressing matters. Let me tell you.
I heard a lot of scuttlebutt about it. I listen. If I saw a clip of that, on its own and people not too thrilled with it. You know, I think it's worthy of discussion. Two dopes like us talking about it, but you know, it was definitely an online discussion. I did
see it. Imagine getting to shout pussy in the workplace.
No, I really can't. Well, you know, listen, I scream at myself, but that's about it. All right. Where are we, Colin? Nobody wants to hear this kind of this foul language from us here on the PureCast. We have standards as well, so let's move on, shall we?
Let's move on to Hirooki Goto and Toru Yano taking on Suzuki and Zack Sabre Jr.
Count out finish with nonsense. So this is the second match where we had a little bit more a little nonsense involved in that finish. A count out finish of all things, by the way. I'll tell you what, we talk about this a lot when we throw around the sports analogy of you know, a team who may not be performing well during the season just has the number of a guy or team that is performing well in the season. And that's Yano over Suzuki. And correct me if I'm wrong, Colin. Again, I didn't watch the English commentary, but they did a good job bringing that up, right? All the cheap wins that Yano would pick up over the years,
yeah,
on Suzuki. So I think Kevin Kelly did a good job with that, right?
Yeah, he did a good job with history, period, throughout the entire broadcast. And that was one of the points I kind of wanted to hammer home, because he made you understand that it really pays off to follow this product, and that things that happened 4 years ago play into what's currently happening right now. So, you know, big props to Kevin Kelly. I thought that he did a great job of that.
All right. Now give me the negative. I'm going to ask. I kind of know the answer, but
go ahead.
I'm assuming it's a negative. What's your feelings on Suzuki Yano?
My feelings are that it's a break for Suzuki. I mean, that's what I imagine that this is.
Is that, you know, a nice long break? You see that Cody Rhodes match?
Oh, yeah.
You had to think about that, right? What fucking Cody Rhodes match?
Yeah, exactly.
That Ring of Honor match.
Rhodes match from Ring of Honor. Well, I mean, again, one can assume that the NEVER title is going to be online at the it's going to be on the line at the Tokyo Dome.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
And Suzuki has to have a legitimate opponent at the Dome. You know, whether it's a maybe an Ishii, I think that would be a great match, you know, somebody cut from that cloth. Right. And Suzuki is getting up there in age. So I think that this is like a nice little reprieve from, you know, we've seen him in some highly physical bouts this year. What with Okada and just a lot of great matches from the G1 that I don't have a problem with him defending against Yano at Power Struggle, simply because it's whatever to me at this point. I'm apathetic to all things Yano. I even had somebody hit me up on Twitter today, saying that they expect to hear this crazy Yano rant from me, and I'm sorry to disappoint, but I think that I got all of that out of my system during G1 season.
And with salty color commentary from today.
Yeah, and you can go back and listen to that. With Yano, it's more, I'm just numb to it at this point. It's whatever. He's a fixture in New Japan. He serves a certain purpose, and I think that is what he's doing with Suzuki. He's serving a purpose until we get to the Dome.
Yeah, and I doubt that he walks away in, you know, 2018 with that NEVER title still around his waist.
God, no.
Right. Yeah, I agree with a lot of what you're saying. This does remind me of that Hiroshi Tanahashi Yano feud, if you remember back.
Exactly. That's kind of what I was getting at, because Suzuki's 49 years old right now. I mean,
that's pretty amazing.
When you think about it, I mean, in pro wrestling years, that's pretty old. And for this guy to be putting on the matches that he is at this stage in his career, you know, it is pretty astounding. So I don't have a problem throwing in him in there with Yano, and it's not my cup of tea. It's never going to be my cup of tea. I'm not going to be looking forward to it. I doubt I'm going to enjoy it, but it's there, and we'll get to the real meat and potatoes at the Dome with Suzuki.
So now we got Yano to look forward to. Let me ask you this. Scale of 1 to 10. How has Suzuki's never title run been?
It's been pretty lackluster. If you want me to be quite blunt, I would say it's... Oh, I don't want to give it too low of a rating.
Be honest. Speak from the heart. Speak from the... Never mind.
Three or a four.
It's slow.
It's been a three or a four for me. A very, very uneventful title reign with... just not... I mean, besides the G1, what other memorable Suzuki matches have we seen? Like, besides the Okada from February.
Elgin was an absolute disappointment.
Yeah, Elgin was a disappointment. Goto was a disappointment. Who else?
You got to agree with you, man. I'm agreeing with a lot of the points. It's hard to come up with a highlight. I'm a Suzuki guy, man.
I know you are, really, but probably more so than I am.
I am. Got to be honest. This is less than five. You got to go under.
Yeah, I'm at a three or a four.
Yeah. Oh well. All right, and then we got Yano around the corner, which I can't say that I'm particularly thrilled. So, hey, it is what it is, as they say, right? It is what it is. All right. So there you go. There's that. What else we got on this show, Colin Miller?
Lots more tasty stuff coming up here. For the IWGP Junior Tag Team titles, we had Taguchi and Ricochet defending against Roppongi 3K, the returning Sho Tanaka and Yohei Kamatsu, Sho and Yo. And I thought that this was a very good match. I didn't think it was out of this world or anything like that.
Oh, I thought it was really, really good.
You thought it was really good? Okay. Maybe I need to go back and watch it. But I will say I do think that Sho and Yo, Roppongi 3K, whatever you want to call them, are a much-needed shot in the arm for the junior heavyweight tag division right now.
Homegrown talent, right? Yep. Which is always a positive with New Japan. They are fantastic at taking the homegrown talent and turning them into something special. Now, I will say this. I actually watched their music video, their promo video, entrance video.
Showing you.
Which, I'm going to be honest with you, I find really, I don't want to say dumbs them down, but like show and yo. I don't know.
I prefer Tanaka and Kamatsu myself.
Me too. I gotta be truthful. Sho and Yo.
But maybe they're doing that because they figure, well, they're not young lions anymore, so I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm trying to justify it somehow in my mind.
And I saw that video, so I did know that they were going to be. Actually, right before I got on the airplane, I got a text. Saying something about
Look at you getting the inside scoops right before you board the plane to go off on your excursion. What is
to come home from my excursion.
To come home. Okay.
Yeah.
What a guy.
Yeah. We almost missed our flight. We were fucking around in the airport. We were starving, and we got pulled over by security. I got the deep body frisk.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and I got all my bags. I had to get the swab. They were like swabbing down shit.
Well, you do have that look about you.
Really? I thought I was fashionably dressed. That's another thing about London, man. Let me tell you something about London, Colin. Every guy there, they may not be the best looking. And trust me, there are a lot of handsome gentlemen over there. Ladies, if you're looking for handsome gentlemen, you need to go to London, England. And here's the thing about London, England, Colin. They are fashionable. That's what it really is. Everyone has a sense of fashion. You know, not slobs, not just dressing in a pair of fucking cutoffs, jorts. They put themselves together. Well done, London. I'm a big fan. All right, anyway.
There's no place like London, as the great Sweeney Todd would say.
Is that the movie? Yeah, I think I saw that. That's with Johnny Depp, right?
Yes, that was the movie.
How about that?
Very good, Damon.
Thank you very much.
Proud.
So I'm a little proud of myself right now. I saw that video, man. And I cringed like a mother.
Did you?
I was like, yeah. I was like, wow. These guys are trying to come across as a little bit of, they went in a little street cred in this video. And I'm like, phew, they really don't look like the toughest of cats. With Rocky rolling in the Hummer limo. And I was just like, whoa, this is a little bit cringy. This is like as my English boys, my British boys would know, this is like Will Ospreay's venture into John Cena rap world.
You see,
they're telling me about Ospreay's. But Ospreay did a lot of backyard wrestling, from what I understand.
I did not know that.
There's a lot of footage apparently out there of Will doing a little knockoff John Cena rapper.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I'm like, I got to get my fucking hands on this fucking footage.
See, when I was watching that video, I was more so impressed with the production quality. I was like, wow, this is shot really cool. I'm digging this.
All right, so you're feeling it, right?
Yeah.
All right, I was kind of cringing a little bit, be honest with you. A little cringy. But hey, listen, I'm a 40-something-year-old guy. What the fuck you want from me, right? The kids love it. The kids love it. But what a match. I thought, what a way to debut. They came out and tore the fucking house down. It looked like your crystal ball looking like it's ringing true, Colin.
Well,
you see,
Damon.
You see that last shot of Rico?
Listen.
Looks like Rico was doing a little swan song.
Listen, let me tell you something. The weather in Florida right now is is just perfect. I mean, granted, it has been unseasonably warm on the East Coast as of late. I mean, God, it's been like 80 degrees, which is just disgusting in October. But tell you what, Florida in Orlando in January, just perfect weather. You know, I'm sure he's going to be a big star in NXT until he gets called up to the main roster and then is under the control of a 70-something-year-old man.
Okay.
You know, we know what happens then. But until then, listen, Godspeed. I wish he was staying, quite frankly. But listen, he's done all he can do, and clearly New Japan doesn't want to take him to that next level. I mean, we know that Ospreay is kind of in that position right now. So, listen, all the best to Ricochet.
I feel like I need an acoustic guitar, and I'm going to play a cover of Every Rose Has Its Thorn under that. Every rose has its thorn. Come on, Colin, sing along. Look, we knew it was happening, but it did look like that was him giving a goodbye to Sumo Hall.
Yeah,
if you noticed that. But listen, what a way to go out. I was a big fan of the Taguchi Japan.
Me too.
I was a big fan of this match. I think it's a great way to re-debut, reestablish yourself. You could see that the kids were happy to pick up some hardware, New Japan for the first time. And yeah, you're right. It is a nice little shot of adrenaline. This will make me watch those junior tag matches again. You know, there was a time when that was the best. That was a highlight of the show. I wouldn't say the best, mind you, but it was a highlight, right? And you know, you get them in the mix. You get Takahashi, Bushi, which I could get behind absolutely. You're gonna have a nice little mix, you know, for these junior tag belts. I'm excited. I like what they did.
It's interesting that you just mentioned Bushi, because now I'm sort of thinking, you know what, Bushi getting a big win over a monster like Fale, one of the top junior heavyweights in New Japan, leaving. You know, again, we'll see where that goes with Bushi. Maybe that was a decision based off of current events.
You think? Oh, you're not saying he's going to be a heavyweight, are you?
No. I'm talking about elevating Bushi to a higher level because Ricochet is leaving. That's all I'm saying.
Gotcha. That's with you. Oh, right now I understand. All right. Well, maybe. All right. But that was that. I thought this was a great match. I would put this in a four category, Colin. How about you?
Yeah, you know what? I've really got to go back and watch this one. Maybe there's something I'm missing. I thought it was very good. I wouldn't say that it was great. I'm looking forward to seeing more of what Sho and Yo can do in New Japan Pro Wrestling here. In the Super Junior Tag Tournament, I have to go back and give this one a rewatch and. Maybe, yeah. As of right now, though, I'm going to say 3 3/4.
Oh, just shy. All right. Well,
just a hair.
The ass hair below four. All right. I'm giving it, I'm in the fours. I think we did a good job with that match. Rewatch it, and I think you'll have a change of mind. All right. So that takes us to not quite intermission yet. We still have a little ways to go, don't we?
Not quite intermission. We're going from one tag title match to another for the IWGP heavyweight tag titles, a match that we've seen about 10,000 times right now. KES, Killer Elite Squad, the current IWGP heavyweight champions, defending against Raymond Rowan Hansen, War Machine, and the Guerrillas of Destiny. In a tornado elimination match. Now, let me start off on a positive note here.
Oh, all right. We can do that. We like the positive. Let's hear it, Colin.
Let's start off on a positive note. Even though that we are just sick to our stomach of this match by now, I will say that each match that they have had has been incrementally better than the last. And I thought that this match in particular had actually quite good drama. Drama that was lacking in the previous three matches. Lots of false finishes here. I kind of actually dug all of the teams hitting their finishers and kicking out. Usually I don't like that kind of thing, but I enjoyed it in the context of this match. I didn't think this was terrible. I mean, smoke and mirrors aside, which certainly there were plenty of, I thought that this was the best match thus far out of the four matches they've had. I know we said that about the last match, but this one, I have to say, it had quite good drama. I did get into it as it got going.
I think it went a little long. I said that at the beginning of the show. There was one point where I'm like, these fuck. I think they made a call in the ring, you know, or a time spot, like 15 minutes. I was like, Jesus Christ.
It was
15 minutes they gave this match.
Altogether, it was 16 minutes and 10 seconds.
Okay. I feel like they could have shaved a little bit off, but regardless. Here's what I don't want, Colin. There is no fucking way. And the way that they booked this match with G.O.D. losing and then fucking up the you know, causing havoc and beating the shit out of War Machine post their exit, should I say. Colin, if I see G.O.D. in another goddamn tag title match, I'm going to lose it. I'm going to lose my fucking mind. There's no possible way. They've lost four fucking matches. There's no possible way that they could be. I don't care if it's pro wrestling or not. They shouldn't even sniff a shot at these titles. I break them. I don't care. I don't want to see them anymore. But the way that this was booked, you know you're going to see it again.
Oh, yeah. With Tama Tonga coming back in the ring. Right.
Right. Right, with the trash can lid.
Yep, to attack War Machine.
They're going to challenge KES. I mean, well, it looked like War Machine are done too, right?
Yeah, it's looking that way.
Yeah. It looked like they were saying goodbye to the crowd. And
which is...
giving their thanks and their bows and...
Very unfortunate since, you know, they were... I think that they're definitely going to be in the Tag Team of the Year category.
For us? For our year
end
awards?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, I think. Well, who else would you give it to?
Well, I mean, that's also true. There's certainly not a, you know, there's not a big depth.
You know who I would give it to? I'll tell you who the fuck I would give it to.
Young Bucks.
No. What the fuck have they done in New Japan this year?
They're the Young Bucks. That's what they've done.
I'll tell you who you give it to. Taguchi and Ricochet.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to argue with that point.
I think they're definitely in the mix, right? know what? I literally just had a panic attack.
Why is that?
We got to count those fucking votes. No, let me take that back. I got to count those fucking votes.
You know, I was looking.
Our year in the ward, we're going to get crushed.
I was looking into software. I was looking into apps, and I cannot, for the life of me, find a good system for ranked voting. As in, you pick your first choice, your second choice, your third choice, and there's points divided up between those three choices. I cannot find a way to do that.
Doesn't Voices of Wrestling do something?
I'm going to have to get a hold of that Rich or that Joe Lanza and see if they have a method that would be a little more appropriate, you know, than what we're doing.
I hear Joe Lanza's on Tinder. You might want to look him up there.
I'll swipe right.
Swipe right for Italian looking gentleman down there in Texas. Is he living in? All right. When you said that, I was like, oh my God, that's right around the corner.
You know what though? I think that for the Wrestling Observer end of year awards, I think they do the same thing we do. Like
we do. That's who we were ripping off. Yeah.
They're counting.
You think Big Dave's counting?
I think so. Well, maybe not Big Dave specifically. Somebody's counting, though.
Do you think they have an abacus?
Maybe that's what we need, actually.
We need an abacus.
Yeah, maybe we need an abacus.
I would think it would help. I hope so.
Maybe it would make, you know, your life a little easier. I don't know. We're going to have to talk about this privately because, boy.
I will say this, though. I will say this. We do have a shining light. I got a new assistant today.
Oh, thank God.
She started today. Maybe we have her. Maybe
Thank
we
God.
Have, maybe we talk to her and be like, look, I'll give you a little money on the side. I got this thing I need to have tabulated.
New
She's
Japan.
Like, what the fuck is a Hiroshi Tanahashi? Shut up and count.
why is this guy shouting pussy?
Oh, Colin, my God. Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Sorry, I can't get over that.
It is. And don't get mad at us just because we're saying a bad word, because we didn't say it.
Oh, we didn't say it.
Oh, right. We would never do that. We're just commenting on foul language that we're hearing on a broadcast.
A family broadcast, anyway.
Yeah, well, we're not. I think we're rated explicit, aren't we?
Technically. Yeah. Technically, yes. We are explicit on the iTunes store, but yeah, getting back to this match. So, yeah, you felt it went a little too long. I can certainly see the argument for that. Yeah, it probably went a few minutes too long, but overall, the most dramatic match, in my opinion, of the four that they've had. So G.O.D. gets eliminated first with the killer bomb from K.E.S. Then it gets down to War Machine and K.E.S., and there was
tables
one...
Tables and...
Yeah, all sorts of smoke and mirrors, but there was one spot in particular that made me very nervous. So I think it was Hansen who... had to break up a pin, right?
Oh yeah, and he, like, almost didn't make it, didn't he? Yeah,
like he's not he wasn't even on the top rope when the ref counted two.
Yeah, Tiger, like, Hattori really went into slow motion, didn't he?
Yeah, like this massive 300-pound man is trying to get to the top rope and it's already at the count of two. I was like, holy shit, this is going to be bad. But
yeah,
you know,
well,
he had to get there
in time.
Yeah, they made it work.
Barely. I mean, again, Tiger Hattori went into like fucking Matrix mode with his arms just like he made it in there by the hair of his fucking ass. Yeah, I agree. Look, I just don't want to see this ever again. I'll give it 9 stars.
Damon.
I never see it again.
Damon.
Promise me.
Damon.
I'll never see any of these tag teams in the same ring together.
You're going to see this again. you're going to see this again because if G.O.D. isn't challenging K.E.S., then who, may I ask you, is going to? What other teams are there in this heavyweight tag division? I swear to God, there's been like three tag teams. KES, War Machine, and G.O.D. This is a tag division that has literally has two teams. There's two teams in this tag division. What the fuck?
Yeah. Can we do Goto and Ishii, please?
Oh, my God. Yeah, what else are they? I mean, unless it's going to be Ishii challenging Suzuki.
I don't.
For the NEVER title. That's a match I actually want to see, but. Yeah, I mean, if not, yeah, come on. Let's get Goto and Ishii together. And
I'll tell you what.
Something.
If I see the motherfucking Briscoes at the Tokyo Dome, I'm going to lose my mind.
Hey, listen, the Briscoes work their ass off whenever they're in Japan.
Listen, I agree, but come on.
I know.
For goodness sake.
I know.
What a shitstorm that fucking division. Man, I read some shit online. For all the good that New Japan does, man, there are people that fucking hate that. That hate the way that heavyweight title is booked.
And I agree with them.
You can't turn a blind eye to it. It really is one of those things that they, for whatever reason, man, it is such on the back burner. No one gives a fuck about it.
That's the main thing that we call this promotion out on, I think. Like,
yeah.
Above everything else, above the, you know, Yano and shenanigans and Mist and stuffed cats. I mean, the heavyweight tag division, really, since we started this, that is what has gotten the most flack, I think, and deservedly so.
You think that wins our biggest disappointment, the gimmick?
That's what I'm voting for. I can tell you that. That's what I'm voting for.
I think that's going to be a runaway. That's going to be a runaway. But here's the thing. I will say this, and this is the last thought on that I have, at least on these series of matches.
Sure.
You know, these guys were given a real shitty situation. I don't think any of these teams were really particularly thrilled to be wrestling each other four fucking times, right?
No.
So, and you are right that they did make chicken salad out of chicken shit. The matches progressively did get better. Help me out.
Incrementally.
Thank you. They did. I don't think there's any disputing that. They made the most out of a real shitty situation, because I think if you asked any one of those tag teams, they didn't want to do that. You know, they were put in a bad spot. So they made the most of it. Let's not ever see it again. Let's forget this ever fucking happened, and let's move on.
I don't want to put words in anyone's mouths, but do you think that, like I can just picture, like, War Machine and KES getting together backstage and being like, what the fuck are we going to do with these guys? I don't know what more we could do with them.
Right. Jesus, what are we fucking... fucking Houdini. What I bet you they get to the arena and they're just like, what the fuck? Again? Yeah. Ah, well, look, it's done. They did the most what they could do. What are you going to do? All right. Colin, is it intermission time yet?
We have got, let's see. We've got one more match here. And don't worry, we're not going to be talking about this one long. Yoshihashi, Beretta, and Jado taking on Kenny Omega, Cody, not to be confused with Cody Rhodes,
no,
and Marty Scurll. Well, look, we had black t-shirt Kenny tonight, of course. We're building up towards that U.S. title match with Yoshihashi.
In Chicago, right? That's this weekend, right?
Yeah, that is in Chicago. I'm not... Yeah, I suppose that is this weekend. I don't have that schedule in front of me right now.
It is, because our good friend from the New Japan Pro Wrestling subreddit on Reddit, should I say, our good friends out there sent me a post. Doug, you know, Doug from Long Beach, he helped organize our little meetup. Well, they're having a meetup out there as well in Chicago. Rich Krejci is going to be there from the Voices of Wrestling
really?
Team. Really? Yeah, that's right. And I was invited. I couldn't make it. Fortunately, couldn't make it out there to Chicago. But I have a message. Shall I read it to you from the great Doug Fowler, everyone's favorite moderator on Reddit? I quote, "I'll dedicate a drink to you on Sunday."
Aww.
Isn't that nice?
Doug Fowler. That sounds like a name that would be mentioned on the Steve Austin podcast when he's driving around. Yeah, I've got my buddy Doug Fowler here.
Where he's riding a ranch, killing some deer with Doug Fowler.
He's riding shotgun. We're here on 316 Gimmick Street. Having some IPAs.
IPAs. Barkbox.com.
That's what that name sounds like to me. But anyway, very nice of him. Yeah, getting back to this match, you know, this was really a vehicle for Marty Scurll here to pick up a win. Mm. That's going to, you know, lead to bigger things as we get deeper into the show. But other than that, you know, the main interactions between Kenny Omega and Yoshihashi. One thing I did want to mention.
What's that?
There was a name that was mentioned in two separate matches.
Damon McDonald.
On the show. No, it was not Damon McDonald. As a matter of fact, I don't think we got a shout out this time.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think we did, but that's all right.
Wow. Vagina gets a shout out. But
yeah, right. Right? No, seriously, though. One, Bryan Danielson was mentioned twice.
I did
during two separate spots, one involving Cody and then one involving Kushida. So I'll tell you what, 2018 is
they're warming it up for you. Is that what you're telling me, Colin?
Oh, Damon, 2018 is going to be my year, just all around, all around. Oh, could you imagine 10,000 people in the States packed in an arena at a New Japan show, or you know, shouting yes, yes.
That is your wet dream.
Oh,
that is absolutely your wet dream,
all right,
friend.
Let me try and calm down here.
Yeah, yeah. Your erection is poking me in the back all the way from there, Pennsylvania. Boner. I can't lie. I can't fake my way through fucking this match.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
What? Cody. Listen. Once you see the name Jado. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know. This was nothing match. T-shirt Kenny Omega, you know, all the way.
And that's fair.
Which is fine.
Yeah, right. You know, I'm not gonna. It's King of Pro Wrestling. You would have liked to have seen a bigger spot for Kenny, but again, you can't be six stars all the time. And tonight was a night where, you know, rest up your knee. You got bigger fish to fry, right? Bigger fish to fry. So rest up that knee, Kenneth. Cody, you can get up the street. Marty Scurll. Let me tell you something. Marty, you know, he's got a very interesting look, doesn't he, Colin? Got a very interesting look.
Hey, and not only that, but
everybody,
boy, is he over.
Has that look. Yeah, everybody looks like him. I swear to
they?
God. Yeah, they really do. It was just like, Jesus Christ. You know, you sit here in the States with us animals. And, you know, you look around and you're like, wow, that Marty Scurll's got a nice, interesting look. Every fucking guy has that look. Yeah, it is very popular. But
it's not a common look in Japan, let me tell you that.
Well, that's true, too. I'll give you that. So, tip of the hat to Marty. He's looking fine. He's a model, is he? Wasn't he a model? Damn, I heard he was like he did like some modeling.
It wouldn't surprise me. He's a good-looking guy. Handsome-looking feller.
Villain.
Yeah, villain. Villain, that is correct. By the way, the Global War show in Chicago, October 15th.
All right, so that today's the 10th, so that would be what?
Well, let's do the math here. That's 5 days from now. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There we go.
Sunday. And you know what? He did say in his message, the IPA drinking Doug Fowler. Drink on Sunday, right? That was the text. I'll dedicate a drink to you on Sunday. So there you go.
Sunday. All right. Yeah, so Marty Scurll picking up the win with a chicken wing on Jado, building to something further down the show. And let's talk about that that knife guy for a second.
Switchblade.
Yeah, Mr. Switchblade. Going to be making his debut at Power Struggle on November 5th. So it seems like Power Struggle is like the place where you debut and you challenge for a major title. So I can only assume that this Switchblade is going to challenge for a title, because that's what you do in New Japan. That's how you earn title shots, correct?
You just show up. That might be the biggest disappointment, is the way that they handled title. It is. I mean, you know, we bitched and moaned on our last show. Can't say last week because we didn't record, but our last show, we did mention how we fucking hated that Ospreay challenge. Boy, it made no fucking sense. A guy loses four times and he just shows up in a ring, and Kushida's like, okay, I'm going to be a gentleman and accept your challenge. Yeah, ugh, no one likes that. So, I don't know if he challenges anybody, Colin. I don't know if Switchblade, as we'll now led to be known, Sammy known, because that's what everybody's saying, right? Sammy Callen, right?
I think that's the general consensus, yes.
Right. I don't think we're shocking anyone or spoiling anyone's fun here.
It's going to be Daniel Bryan. It's a new gimmick.
Wow. That'd be something, wouldn't it? He's got about another year to go, right?
Yep. One more year.
Big Brian.
One more year until we're free.
All right. Well, until that time, we get Switchblade. Excited? You looking forward to seeing a little Switchblade?
No.
Wow, right?
No, but listen, I'll certainly give him a chance, and I haven't seen that much of Sami Callihan, to be honest with you. I really haven't. So for me to sit here and tell the listeners that this guy is this or this guy is that, I have no idea. I think he's good from what I've seen. I think he's solid. We'll see what he can do here in New Japan. I don't know.
I think he's good, to better than what some people may lead on.
Yeah. Right.
But there is this little bit of a out there in the world, speaking of Sami Callihan. What I've seen, I had a problem with. I didn't have much of a problem.
I saw his match with Cody at Bola last year, I believe.
You liked it, right?
Yeah, I thought it was good.
All right. Again, my comment was, let's see what they fucking do with them. That's really going to make or break, you know? Listen, when fucking Watanabe came out with eyeliner and a laser and a fucking plastic sickle, ain't nobody was happy, right? Look at what we got with Evil now.
That's right.
And they didn't give up on any of that shit. They shoved that shit down our throats. And anyway, there wasn't a person that was excited to see Evil. Look at what they did. So, again, it all matters of what they do with the guy. Let's see what happens. I'm sure if anybody can make it work, this company can do it. And I have faith. I think we'll be all right with Switchblade. I don't like the name, though. I think it's kind of...
Well, I didn't like the name Evil either, but here we are. You know, New Japan's not the best at giving, compelling names to their performers.
Will Switchblade be all capitalized? Will we need to capitalize everything on Switchblade?
That's a good question. That remains to be seen. But one more match here before we get into our three big title matches, briefcase defenses. We've got Kota Ibushi and Juice taking on Hiroshi Tanahashi and Togi Makabe. I really enjoyed this match. Thought it was very good. Made me look forward to the Tanahashi Ibushi match, which will be headlining Power Struggle in Osaka on November the 5th, which I can't believe it's that soon, by the way.
It's right around the corner, yeah.
Yeah, it is right around the corner. But yeah, I thought this was a very good match, actually. And biggest takeaway here, Juice getting yet another big win, hitting the Pulp Friction on Togi Makabe, a former IWGP Heavyweight Champion, Damon. You know,
it's a big win.
Yeah, for Juice Robinson, hell of a big win.
Look, I don't think anybody sitting here this time last year could have predicted the year fucking Juice Robinson had.
Not us.
Well, I mean, the thing about it is this: there is a certain level that he's not necessarily getting wins over. But you know, I say that as the words come out of my mouth. Guy did pin Kenny Omega. I did pin Kenny Omega. You know, I was going to say, you know, there's a certain level aging veterans that he's getting his wins over, but, you know, he gave a three count to Kenny, and he headlined a show.
Beat Michael Elgin.
Yeah.
That guy's no slouch.
No, he's not. Although if the company fucking treats him like one, that's for sure.
that's a different story for a different podcast.
Yeah, well, let's see what happens in March. His contract's up in March, you know.
I did not know that, but I'll tell you what, I would understand if, you know, he walked away. I would.
Really?
Yeah, I would.
Where's he going?
I don't know. I'm sure there's more apartments for rent.
Are you telling me, Colin Miller, that you think, here's a problem. Here's one thing that I do know.
His wrestling school.
Well, he's got his wrestling school, right? He's got the Glory Pro out there in St. Louis area, right? Pretty nice little indie promotion he's got out there.
I've heard.
Yeah. Of course he could do that. But that's not going to supplement New Japan income. It's not, right? Where is he going to go? He's not going to make New Japan money in All Japan. Not going to make New Japan money in... Well, you know what? Here's the thing. Let's talk about that for a second.
Okay.
You think Michael Elgin would go to All Japan?
Well, there is a working relationship currently, correct?
Kind of, sort of.
Like a loose working relationship.
Real loose.
Well, in a sense, isn't really that All Japan where Elgin always dreamed of going? I mean, I hate to put words in his mouth. I mean, I don't know the guy. I don't know his thoughts, but that's kind of my, you know, what I'm picking up.
He's a big All Japan guy. Now, again, this is not the same promotion that Baba was running.
No.
But they are on a bit of an upswing, right? They are getting a little hotter. That'd be an interesting thing.
That would be an interesting thing.
You want to talk about making All Japan very interesting very quickly? Have Michael Elgin walk out.
Oh, I would tune in. I would start watching those All Japan shows again on the Real Hero Archive.
Well, right, but you know the fight. Yeah, I mean, that would be an interesting thing. Listen, I know his contract's done in March. I know that. That's an interesting conversation that they're going to be having.
If they're not going to do anything, I mean, think about the year Michael Elgin has had and all the great matches and his G1 performance. Like, my God, you could argue that he's like top five performers, top five in the company.
You put his year. Yeah, you put his year. I mean, Suzuki match aside.
Yeah.
You put his year in any other time frame. He's you're talking about a wrestler of the year performance.
Yeah, hell of a year. But look, look where he's at.
Colin, he wasn't even on the show.
Right, he wasn't even on this show.
Wasn't even on the fucking show.
Wasn't even on the show. Unless the only thing that I can think of, man, could you imagine if they gave him shot against Tanahashi at the Dome? I think that if they're going to do something with him, like something big, I think that's the spot to put him in. IC title against Tanahashi at the Dome. That's a good spot for him.
It's a great spot for him. I don't think they're going to do it. I'm going to be honest with you. I kind of got myself worked up over this All Japan thing.
you kind of got me worked up over it. I kind of like that idea. You had mentioned,
I don't know how that would happen, but
you had. I think you were about to mention the Fight Network. Do they have some sort of deal in place?
Yeah. All Japan has a deal in place.
Now, is that going to affect the Real Hero Archive?
That's a great question. At this point, it is not.
Good.
But Eric has always been under the, because here's the thing: nobody really knows what it's going to be. Nothing's actually aired on their network, to my knowledge, right? But Eric has always been, and again, I'm not putting words in his mouth, but we talk every fucking day about wrestling and other nonsense.
Yes, nonsense. That's the word.
We are the best at the fucking nonsense. Oh, we are hilarious. We kill each other. He's always said that if there's a promotion out there, like there's no Wave on the Archive. There's no DDT.
Right, they all have streaming services.
The minute it went live, that was gone. And he let everybody know, get your fucking hard drives. If you're a big fan of the DDT, that's going bye-bye. So, you know, his goal with that archive is to promote wrestling. You know, he's using as a catalyst and a method that people in the States can watch promotions other than what they might normally see on Access TV. That's really his biggest goal.
And it makes the wrestling world a bit more smaller.
Yeah, but it also, there's a lot of pro wrestling. There's no way you could possibly watch it all, right? Fucking impossible.
You'd have to have no life.
I mean, I can't judge. I can't do it. You know what I mean? I got a fucking house. I got two cars. I can't fucking, I don't have the time.
Yeah, I don't mean that disparagingly. I just mean that realistically, like you, right. Like that's all you would have to be doing.
Right, and the shows that Eric puts up, I would say probably he watches 40% of them.
Right.
A lot of times he's recording it, putting it in the archive, and it's like, here you go, kids. If you're a fan of fucking Guts World, here you go. You know, it's there.
Yeah.
And there are fans if it gets views. You know, listen, the day that he doesn't put the shit on there is the day he gets messaged by 400 people. Maybe not 400, but, you know, enough people to make it be like, all right, I'll put it the fuck
Where's
up
the there. New Basara show?
Right. There are people that are that's listen, you like what you like. And if you're waiting for that Basara show, you know, you're waiting for the Basara show. All right. It's good. I like the tag match. I think it was fine. Juice getting the big win. Everyone's excited for Tanahashi and Ibushi, right? All right. What else we got?
Alrighty, three more matches here left on the card for the IWGP.
I haven't eaten fucking dinner yet. I'm starved.
Well, we're going to wrap this up pretty soon. Don't you worry. The junior heavyweight title match. Kushida defending against Will Ospreay for the fourth time in New Japan. This is the fifth time in total they have faced each other. Now, I have not seen their World Cup match. I haven't seen that one. But out of the matches that they've had in New Japan, I thought that this one was the most explosive, if that makes sense.
Absolutely would agree. They went balls to the wall from the beginning. What a match, Colin. I got to be honest with you. I love this match. I really did.
I watched it this morning before I went to work, actually. That was how I started off my morning. Cup of black coffee and Kushida versus Will Ospreay.
Oh, that's a nice way to start.
It is.
I would agree. I'm a big fan of this match. I think this is the best of their series. I think there was a little bit of something for everybody. There were dangerous maneuvers. There were fast-paced. You weren't looking at your phone at any point.
No.
You weren't looking at your fucking
phone. You missed
phone.
Something.
You would, and that one, I don't even know what the fuck it's called, but the like the reverse spike DDT spot,
yeah,
for Ospreay on Kushida.
That was like a sort of like a Canadian destroyer almost.
That landed into it, like literally Kushida on his head. Wow, look. I know Will Ospreay's not everyone's cup of tea. I get it. But man, I don't know how you cannot watch this match and just sit back and just be like, wow, what a fucking tremendous performance by two top-notch pro wrestlers. Listen, if we're saying you got four matches between Kushida and Will Ospreay, and this was, in my opinion, the best of them, you know, this was a damn fine fucking match.
I can't even say that it was the best of them, though, because you know what, like, to me, their match at Best of the Super Juniors, like, that's a match of the year candidate to me. This in my eyes was a completely different match. Again, just from start
reckless.
To finish, yes, reckless, devil may care, explosive, crazy maneuvers. Just really quick, since we don't have time to go through everything that happened in this match, one of my favorite spots that I enjoyed was when Ospreay, so Kushida has Ospreay behind the barricade. He sets up a folding chair. Kushida is running to dive out, you know, and then Ospreay just leaps out and catches him with a forearm in midair.
Yeah.
I thought that was insane.
You see that on the replay better. Right.
Yeah.
So they had the original shot, and the camera, and usually New Japan is really spot on with this, but you didn't really get the full flavor of it until they showed it on the replay. And man, Kushida launches himself off the chair, and at the same time, Ricochet's launching himself off the apron, and they met in midair, outside the ring, mind you. Yeah. It's that kind of and then that was the entire match. I mean, it was that type of stuff all throughout this match. Where'd they go, Colin?
They went, you know, it's funny because I didn't know, I did not know the timestamp before I checked, and I was thinking, this felt like exactly 15 minutes. And sure enough, 15 minutes and 32 seconds.
Well, look, of pure nonstop action, man. Pure nonstop
Literally,
action.
Total nonstop action, no pun intended.
Yeah, great match, man. Maybe my favorite. I'm around 4.5.
Oh, you mean the rating for this match? Never mind. Never mind. I won't go there. Yeah,
I can't go that much, Colin. Jeez,
I'm around 4.5 too. If you know what I'm saying. Oh, yeah. No, seriously. Yeah. Amazing match. What did you think of Young William's Spider-Man outfit?
Nice. Look, he looked good.
he's a handsome young guy. I saw him at the again, he's big time involved in that Lucha Forever promotion, and waiting to get in the building, he was front and center. He was hanging out, talking to people about getting their tickets, and seemed like a personable guy. Didn't go up to talk to him though. I was having a little rough moment.
Yeah, I bet you were.
You know me. He seemed like, look, good for him. You know what's weird though is, like, again, I say it all the time, is with the I'm kind of suffering from the jet lag now. I came home and went to bed. These guys are going to Tokyo. You know?
Yeah, that's always my thought. Like, how does your body just not get sick?
I don't know how they do it, man. I don't know how the fuck
they take a glutathione supplement.
Sounds like a good time, but I don't even know what that would do.
Or just vitamin C. But
is that what it is?
No, something entirely different. But yeah, this match, I'll tell you what. If you were to say, which you are saying, this was your favorite match of their series of matches, I'm not going to argue with that. This was the most action-packed, for sure, and happy to see Will Ospreay finally become IWGP Junior Heavyweight Champion. And again, here's a perfect example of why it pays off to follow this product, because, you know, the first time Ospreay challenged for this title, what was it? It was Invasion Attack 2016.
Yep.
You know, and we're just waiting and waiting for Ospreay to get that moment, you know, and finally the big payoff arrives, and boy, it was sweet. It wasn't too sweet. It was just sweet.
Trademark.
Right. Yeah, I don't want to get in trouble.
You're gonna get a letter.
I don't want to get a cease and desist.
Right. Do you think they waited too long?
No, I don't.
Really?
I I'll tell you why. Perfect timing with one of their top junior heavyweights probably on his way out in Ricochet. Actually, perfect timing to christen Ospreay as that young Gaijin that's at the that's the cream of the crop.
What do you think of Skrull?
With
the challenge next.
Listen, I've watched those guys wrestle a million times. It's always great. Looking forward to the match at Power Struggle. But again, Takahashi just looking like a total dweeb. Like a total dweeb.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I think eventually come January 4th, he's in the mix.
I think we're getting a triple threat. I really do.
I do too.
And that kind of fits with, you know, what we've been talking about this whole show of New Japan not being a Japanese pro wrestling promotion anymore, you know?
Yeah. I think you don't do that to Takahashi. You know what I mean? Like, no. There's a reason for why we're seeing him constantly getting fucked over for his challenge, which is kind of funny. He does hit challenge twice, but he doesn't really actually get the challenge. It is kind of making fun of what we were talking about earlier.
It's very, like, campy, though, and very, like, Three Stooges-esque, and I don't know. Again, we are going to see that payoff. You know, we always do, but it's just, it hurts me a little inside for the time being to see this guy who, you know, was came in with so much piss and vinegar, you know, in his system, to be resorted to, you know, getting knocked out every time.
Well, again, it's a long year, Colin. We know that, and I think, like I said, the payoff will happen come dome time. I think we're all in agreement there. All right, so that's that. What do you think of this? Where would you put this on the show itself? Was it your favorite match? Second favorite match?
Second favorite match. My favorite match is the one that we're going to talk about next here. Semi-main event, Ishii challenging Naito for that Tokyo Dome briefcase. And look, I know we've seen Naito versus Ishii many, many times, but boy, do I think that these guys just have such a great chemistry together. Always a pleasure to watch. Always just, you know, this This was their third match this year, and I do have a question for you. I was thinking about this today, actually. So Naito has had a trilogy with Tanahashi this year, right?
Yeah.
And he's also had a trilogy with Ishii. Their yeah. match at the G1 Long Beach show, their match at the G1 itself, and this match. Out of those two trilogies, which one do you prefer?
That is a good question.
Because they both offer very different things.
They do.
I feel like the Tanahashi trilogy offers more in the way of pure storytelling, while the Ishii trilogy just offers more in the way of, I'm going to drop you on your friggin' head.
Yeah. And that's always entertaining.
Yes. And for that reason, I'm going to go with, for my tastes, the Ishii Naito trilogy.
That's tough, man.
It is tough.
That's a Sophie's choice right there. Woo. You know what? As I sit here right now at 8:05 p.m. on a Tuesday, I might be driving that bus. I might go with Ishii Naito.
I knew it. And that's a big deal for you, being the Tanahashi fan that you are.
Yeah, you know? But Ishii, man, he's going to get votes for Wrestler of the Year. And again, we said the same thing about Elgin, but boy, oh boy, what the fuck kind of year Ishii's had. I think they're neck and neck for underrated, or, you know, our unsung hero, whatever the fuck we call that award.
They even talked about it on the English commentary. You know,
our award?
No. Not our award. They were talking about how Kevin Kelly was talking about how, you know, Ishii was a guy who was, you know, working the indies in Japan and didn't really become, you know, a big deal in New Japan until, you know, maybe 2013, probably. And, you know, look where he's at now, considered among many of our listeners as one of the best out there.
Okay, yes, and I agree with that. But he is the poster child for underrated.
Yeah.
Considering his talent and considering his match quality.
Did you ever watch that Matt Riddle match, by the way?
No, I haven't.
Oh, man. You can find that by just doing a quick Google search. Go watch that match. Yeah. Oh, what a fucking great match.
Yeah, that sounds like a fucking doozy. That's one I got to put on my two doos. But Ishii, consistently, how many years... You know, just in doing our show, have we talked about how the guy is literally held together with tape, with athletic tape, and he still has just performance after performance, year after year after year. He's going to get plenty of votes for that unsung hero. He should get plenty of votes for Wrestler of the Year, and I think he will get plenty of third place, second place. I think there's people going to vote first place too. And listen, I'm not going to. If you look at the whole package of Wrestler of the Year, it's somewhat of a challenge for me to put him in the number one spot.
There's only five slots, mind you.
He's got to be in the conversation, man. What a great pro wrestler. And here's the thing too: when you talk about pro wrestlers in the past 5-10 years. You know, a lot of talk will be the Tanahashis. A lot of talk will be the Okadas. A lot of talk will be the Omegas. A lot of talk will be AJ and Nakamura. Man, I don't know how he gets fucking overlooked, man. But, whew. Tomohiro Ishii's a fucking great pro wrestler, man.
How about putting him against Tanahashi at the Dome for the IC title?
Oh, that sounds really good, actually.
I'm kind of on board with that.
I don't think they would do it.
Well, what would they be more likely to do? Let me ask you this. Elgin versus Tanahashi or Ishii versus Tanahashi?
Elgin.
Really? You think they'd be more likely to go with Elgin?
I do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could be dead wrong. That's
all right.
I, you know,
you could be right.
I don't think they see Ishii as the guy. Although, you know, all things considered, on those Long Beach shows, they did put him in a nice prominent position.
Yeah, they did. It's because they know that he's revered among the North American audience.
And that, I think, plays something to do with it. I'm not going to lie. I do. But I think even more of a factor is you know you can count on him in a big way. You know you can count on him in a spot. If he gets the tap on the shoulder, he's going to do everything in his power to make it a great match. This is the way he is. What a fucking treasure that guy is. Mm. But again, he'll go down in history as an unsung hero. He will absolutely go down in history as a modern day Bobby Eaton or a modern day Brad Armstrong or a modern day Bobby Fulton or a modern day Arn Anderson. Just one of those guys that never quite got his due. But man, what a fucking pleasure he is to watch. What a joy.
So Naito, of course, emerges victorious after about three Destinos and no Fale after this match to challenge for that briefcase at Power Struggle. Not saying it still can't happen, but boy, after that Bushi loss, I don't know. We do know. Naito's headed to the dome. That's it.
Yep.
He is headed to the dome. There will be no other defenses, which, you know, it just kind of makes you wonder, well, what was that Fale win during the G1 all about? But whatever.
They'll find a way. Maybe, you know, they'll figure something out. But he'll get his due. Maybe post dome he finds a way to challenge. Maybe he's the first challenger. You know,
yeah, maybe.
Come, you know, those new beginning shows. That might be a possibility.
Hey, well, I've been waiting for Ishii to get that G1 rematch for about 2 years now, and yeah, that ain't happened yet. So
keep holding your breath, fucker.
Okay, so main event time here for the IWGP Heavyweight title. Okada defending it against Evil. Just really quick before we wrap things up with that. So I got on Twitter shortly before King of Pro Wrestling.
Why would you do that?
A platform you're not on, Damon.
That is correct. I am not.
For thank good the Lord. Reason.
Yes.
And I just said, hey, let's have some fun. So let's just say that Ishii wins the defeats Naito, gets the briefcase. Evil defeats Okada. How would you realistically feel about Ishii versus Evil as the main event for the Dome? And I'll tell you what, we got a lot of responses, and it was largely positive.
Oh,
like,
come on.
Like, more positive than... Like,
there's
like,
a big... fucking wait, time out. I can't let that one slide. You mean to tell me that you're going to be happy with a fucking Ishii-Evil match at the Tokyo Dome? Headlining the Tokyo Dome? Come on, people. I mean, listen, I want to see the match. I think the match would be great. That can't headline the fucking dome.
Well, yeah, and you did have a few of those responses as well. Like, yeah, that'd be a great match, but, you know, let's be real. That's not going to headline the dome. But, again, I just posed it as, like, a fun sort of fantasy question, and all I'm saying is most people were pretty psyched about that.
Music Damon says, fuck you.
See, I knew Music Damon was going to pop his head out at some point.
Music Damon is the worst.
He is. Well,
he's so frustrating.
What wasn't the worst was this match, man. You know, what a journey Evil, Watanabe, whatever you want to call him, has been on from... God, I remember us watching this guy in the undercard on a ROH show years ago. You know,
Colin, I remember seeing him on a Pro Wrestling Syndicate show.
Yeah, and so in Jersey somewhere.
Yes, standing in at a table, nobody talking to him.
And that wasn't that long ago. When you think about it, it really wasn't.
Really wasn't.
And well, here he is challenging the arguably the greatest wrestler in the world today, Kazuchika Okada, at one of New Japan's biggest shows of the year, main event, Sumo Hall, sold out. Wow, I really think something needs to be said for that.
I think so too. You know, we sit here and we talk about Juice, and we get crazy about the year Juice has. What about the fucking year Evil's had? Listen, let's put this in the context here. I mean, say what you will about the company, and say what you will about Okada as your champion, and say what you will about, you know, just how hot we are. Fucking Evil's on top in Sumo Hall, kids. Watanabe is on top at Sumo Hall in a packed building. Fucking A. Who would have thought that? Good for him. It's great, great fucking job by him.
And this match wasn't too shabby either.
It was a really solid, great match. I don't think it was one of Okada's greatest.
No, I'm putting this at like four and a half stars.
I know, and we're saying this like four and a half. You know,
well, that's the era we live in, where
it really is.
A four and a half star match is just like, oh, it was only four and a half, really?
Colin, the bar is just too high.
It is.
It is. I got to give credit to Evil, though, because you know, we sat here and said, man, we are the fucking worst, by the way, Colin. We sat here and said, man, first of all, maybe Evil should take a fucking back seat to Sonata. Right? Maybe this is Sonata's year. Nope, that didn't fucking happen.
I was the first guy to say that.
Yeah, remember when fucking Evil came out with the fucking sickle and the fucking robe?
Yep, the big old plastic Halloween store sickle and the laser pointers. Yep, I remember.
Yeah, remember that? We weren't too kind with that, right?
Nope.
He worked his way fucking through it. He worked his way through it. And I don't know if you notice, working the main event in fucking Sumo Hulk sold out show.
Yep.
So good for fucking him. He did good. I liked this match a lot. I thought this was another outstanding performance from Okada as well.
How about the entrance? Evil's entrance.
What about?
Thought it was pretty cool, right?
I mean, it was great. Here's the thing with New Japan. Homegrown talent once again. And when it's time to put a spotlight on the guy, they do. I'm happy for him, man. I was just really happy for the guy because he worked his fucking ass off to get where he's at. And I think New Japan did a really good job, too. They did everything in their power. Look, let's be truthful. I don't think anybody figured Evil was going to walk away winning this title, right?
Honestly. Kevin Kelly did.
Kevin Kelly did an awesome job selling it as and doing everything in his fucking power, humanly possible, to get us to kind of bite into it. So I don't blame the promotion. I don't blame everybody. I just had a hard time, and I think most people did too, thinking just maybe if this were earlier in the year, I would bite into it, but not now, right? Not dome season. We know where we're going. We know where we're headed, right? You can't fucking tell me that Eva's going to win the belt now. Maybe in March, I'd buy it. Not now. But they did everything in their power, giving Evil big wins over Okada, making it seem like he's the guy that you know just has his number. So got to tip your cap off to the promotion. They did great. I think Okada did great. I think Evil did outstanding given the position that he was in all throughout this run. And he hit the big time on this one. Home run all the way around. Thumbs up.
Agreed. Very good match. You know, defining moment for Evil here in New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Oh yeah, absolutely, without question.
And here's an example of them always sort of having a guy on the back burner just in case. You know what I mean?
Like, well, yeah,
just in case something were to happen to one of their main guys, whether they leave or whatever. Like they put guys like Evil in these positions, so they have them, you know, simmering on the back burner, and it's proven that they can headline.
And I think it's an interesting sub-story here, too, because it is Okada and Evil being an LIJ member, Naito holding a briefcase, and, you know, Okada needed everything that he could to get past the, dare I say, the LIJ gatekeeper. Chief J. Evil, if you will. So, again, there is that story to be told there of getting past the muscle of L.I.J. And now it's, you know, onto the dome with a briefcase in hand and a championship on the line.
That is right. And Naito comes out after the match, and that is set in stone. Okada, Naito, Wrestle Kingdom 12, January 4th, 2018. It's going to be quite the match.
It is. Everybody's excited for it. A lot of buzz. Can't lie. Again, I'm going with the prediction 40,001, and that's going to be on the back of Okada, Naito. So I think everyone's excited for that.
And Okada will officially surpass Shinya Hashimoto's title reign.
Yeah, that's significant too.
That's official now.
That's a big deal, actually. If you really come to think of it, that's a big deal.
he's up there with one of the best right now. And again, he hasn't even hit that 30-year mark. So good times ahead, man. Good times ahead. What a fucking run that kid has had. Unbelievable.
Alrighty, folks, there you have it. That is our King of Pro Wrestling review. Great event, I would say. Right, Damon?
Yeah, I think it was a outstanding show. I think the second half was go out of your way to watch that second half. The first half, I thought, like I said, I'm quick to say, you know what, skip it, just get past intermission and go home from there. I think there's a lot of good stuff all the way around. That junior tag match, I think, is something people should seek out. And I think the second half of that show, Osprey, Kushida, Ishii, Naito, Evil Okada, it's well worth your time. Definitely one of the better shows of the year in a year where we've had outstanding shows.
So, hey, before we wrap things up here, a few housekeeping items I want to talk about. Number one, New Japan schedule. The next big show, the Road to Power Struggle, live on NJPW World, kicks off October 21st. So that is the next New Japan show on NJPW World.
Well, wait a minute now. Are you going to watch any of this Young Lions Cup?
You know what? I almost feel bad that I kind of passed that up. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I am going to watch some of the Young Lions Cup for sure.
There you go. I think I'll tune in and watch some of that as well. I think that should be fun. It should be interesting.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm kind of into it this year. So we'll see where that goes. And that's what, this week, right? This is I want to say Thursday, right? I could be wrong, but
yeah, I believe so.
Okay, so maybe we'll catch that during the week, and we'll go from there before these Road 2 shows. All right, not to cut you off there. Go ahead, my bad.
Yeah, so Road to Power Struggle, October 21st, and I just want to run through the teams here for the Super Junior Tag Tournament. So we've got Kawato and Kushida.
I like that.
I like that, too. Roppongi 3K, of course, Sho and Yo.
Love it. Go ahead.
They're going to be facing each other in round one.
That's going to be a good match, actually.
I'm
into that. That's going to be a fun fucking match, yeah.
Then we're going to see Dragon Lee and Titan.
Woo!
Taking on Bushi and Hiromu Takahashi.
Wow. That's a nice one, too. Okay, I'm into that. So far, so good.
Then we've got Liger and Tiger Mask taking on El Desperado and Kanemaru. That should be an okay match.
Listen, I haven't seen Jushin in a while. Right?
No, crazy Uncle Jushin.
All right, that's something to look forward to, I guess. Right.
Then we've got ACH and Taguchi.
Wow, ACH brought back from the dead.
Yep, ACH and Taguchi taking on Tai Chi and Taka Michinoku. Boy, I can't wait for that entrance.
Fuck. I hope ACH and Taguchi get the win there. I'd like to see more of that. I would. I absolutely would. I like that tag team.
Yeah,
ACH.
Yeah, ACH, I'll tell you what. Talented guy. A talented guy I'd like to see more of in New Japan Pro Wrestling, and it looks like we are. So,
whatever happened to that Black Tiger Mask?
I'm not sure. We haven't seen him around.
I thought that guy was pretty talented. What happened there?
Yeah, I thought that he had a bright future in New Japan, but I don't know. I guess it was after that Okada loss.
What was that? But who did Tiger Mask wrestle at the Dome? Was it Black Tiger or?
Oh yeah. I'm thinking. I think it was. I forget. I forget what they called him. Not sure what happened to him. I was thinking of Tiger Mask.
I know. All right. Joke went bad. Okay. What else
hey,
we got?
You can't hit all of them out of the park. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You know, they can't all be gems. What the fuck? All right. Who else is in this tag tournament? I'm into this.
That is the tag tournament.
Okay. Well, listen, I like what I hear there. All right. That's good stuff. I like that.
Yep. Eight teams, single elimination tag tournament. Should be a lot of fun.
So no Young Bucks, huh, Colin?
No Young Bucks. Well, I suppose that they have more pressing matters to attend to.
I think it's called Family Matters. They are...
not the Urkel show.
No. I think I read somewhere where, I forget if it was Matt or Nick. One of them, would constantly miss, birthday. One of their kids' birthdays or something like that, or anniversary. They all fell in the same time frame. They're finally going to... celebrate. So good for them.
Yeah.
Taking some time off for family. So
well deserved. Those crazy kids work an insane schedule.
I would agree. So no Young Bucks, a little disappointed from a pro wrestling standpoint, but they're gonna do well. All right. All right, we done, Colin. What the
Damon,
fuck?
Damon, we are done. That is today's show, folks. Excited to be back in the swing of things here. I know our schedule was a bit wonky there for a while, but Damon, I think we should be back this coming Sunday.
We should. I don't think I'm looking at my schedule right now. There's no Eagles home game, so we're good there. I think we'll be back in the regular flow come Sunday, and we'll talk more New Japan Pro Wrestling with y'all. So, again, my friends in England, thank you so much for your hospitality. You guys are the best. I look forward to visiting London once again, seeing some more Rev Pro, seeing some more Lucha Forever. But, again, thank you for everyone who stopped by. Troubling week leading up, so I was a little unsure of myself, but you guys made it a good time, so thank you again for a most pleasurable trip, and I hope to see all my new friends soon.
And you know what, I hope to see some of you guys in the new year. Like Damon said, I've really got to make a point to get out to some of these shows and do a bit of traveling and meeting and greeting with all the listeners and all the New Japan fans.
It's worth it, man. I got to be honest with you. It's really a worthwhile experience. There's nothing quite like having someone in London, England, come up to you and say they listen and that they're fans and they get you through the workday. And I don't know, man. Means a lot. That really is. It really is something else. The show has done real wonders.
I better wrap this up before your head swells any more than it already is. So remember,
all right,
folks, NewJapanPuroCast.com, your one-stop shop for all things PuroCast. Episodes uploaded directly to our website as soon as I upload them, as soon as they're in the RSS feed, right? And, of course, VoicesOfWrestling.com. We're a part of the great podcasting network, usually up there the day after the initial release on NewJapanPuroCast.com. Of course, links on there, iTunes, Stitcher, no shortage of ways to listen to us. And social media, Facebook and Twitter, really the best way to keep up to date with any schedule changes that we may have. You know, I know Damon likes to screw us over a lot, you know, especially in the past couple of weeks. And I always let each and every one of you know that it's his fault that we're not recording. And, you know, but seriously, though, everyone is always very understanding about our crazy, hectic schedules. And we thank you guys for all the kind words and for tuning in each and every week. So, like Damon said, we're going to be back here next Sunday, assuming all things go as planned. And
fire away. We'll be there Sunday.
We're going to talk more New Japan Pro Wrestling. So, on that note, for Damon McDonald, my name is Colin Miller. We'll catch you guys next time right here on the New Japan PuroCast.